bring up a very important point. The cost of getting into the service station business is astronomical. The properties, the investment in tanks and pumps. Let's just take a Costco, like we just had here today, that wants to be able to sell even lower. That makes it even more likely that even a bigger competitor would come near them because they will not be able to compete. So why would somebody, even today, open up a gasoline service station near a Costco when they are always much lower than the rest of the street? Why would they? That keeps a competitor from moving in. That is not good for competition. When less competitors are there, even Costco is not going to sell it as low as they sell it today. So those Costco membership people, they lose. They may be able to buy gasoline very, very cheap today. But if there's less competition, Costco may still sell it cheaper, but not as cheap. Does the customer know that? No. Will we ever know that? No. There's no reason to sell it lower if you don't have to. And when the smaller guys get knocked out, the bigger guys aren't going to sell it cheaper. And we've discovered that in New Jersey. I thank you for the questions you asked, because you literally gave my testimony for me. That is exactly what happens. In my testimony, I have some highlighted sections of the 2005 study that was done by the Journal of Urban Economics. Again, it's comprehensive, it's over a long period of time, and it is extremely conclusive that the states that have these protections have lower gas prices than the states that don't. I could provide that entire study for you if you wish, but what I really, really mean is if I can issue several challenges, anybody on this committee at any time, not today, randomly say, okay, today's a good day, I'm not doing anything, let me call Sal, get in the car with me, let's drive. I will take you to the big box retailers directly across the street from closed locations. And they're not selling gasoline today as cheap as they were when the independent retailer was put out of business. I will also, after today's testimony, issue another challenge. We could spend a whole day. We can have coffee. We can have pizza. We can do whatever's convenient for you. Let's go to the Costco locations any day. And they are always less than the rest of the street. So the idea of meeting competition for them is baloney. The small retailer has to compete and does not have the ability to subsidize those losses. And we will continue to lose those small retailers. And when we do, Costco is not going to sell the gasoline as cheap to their members as they do today. They're not going to. It wouldn't be good business. I am asking you to please get rid of this. One more point I'd like to make, Mr. Chairman, if I could, and I appreciate the latitude you've already given me. A few weeks ago, Assemblyman Berzicelli's committee passed A3133. It was introduced last September. It had an aspect of below-cost selling in it. New Jersey also does not allow promotional giveaways at the gas pump, because years ago, the oil companies were pushing materials on those retailers, making them pay for this, give it away, S&H green stamps, pledge stamps, everything else, and it was putting guys out of business. So New Jersey added that to the law. We just worked with Assemblyman Berzicelli, Assemblywoman Riley, to come up with a compromise that would allow these types of promotions and giveaways from grocery stores, and guess what, even Costco. They can give away, they can have promotions tied to the other products that they sell and pay for the gas that their customers achieve points or dollars from loyalty by making other purchases in their stores. And that just passed committee a few weeks ago. That was a really good compromise. We feel that it makes the consumers win, especially at the time of high gas prices. We're with you on that. The men sitting behind me, they don't want high gas prices. That truckload of gasoline that Eric's members sell to my members, today at $4 a gallon, they need $34,000 to pay for a truckload of gasoline when it rolls in the driveway for the privilege of maybe making 10 cents a gallon. When gasoline's $2 a gallon, they need $17,000. So we don't want high gas prices either, and we want our customers to be relieved as well. The people making the money, they're not in this room today. We're asking you, please don't hurt us. Don't hand the big guy the gun. We'll duke it out. We don't want any sympathy. We've been toughing it out for years. We're going out of business, but we're still investing in businesses, and we're still there, and we're still doing it and serving our customers. Please don't hand the big guy the gun to shoot us with. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Thank you for your testimony. Vice Chair, Assemblywoman.
I don't actually have a question on this, and since you're here, I wanted to share something with you. It's a little off topic, but
you
has
want
to do with
take
gas
the
stations.
Ride with me. I know you want to go visit those Costco's.
Any day. No, I just wanted to have it. Well, I have the opportunity to share with you that one of the things that I find really frustrating about the experience of going into any gas station is people on their cell phones. So anything that you guys that have retail operations could do to get your employees off the cell phones when you're pumping gas, I would really greatly appreciate it, and I think most people would too. Thank you.
Madam Vice Chair, as a favor to you, I have a weekly newsletter that goes out on Thursday nights. I will put that in a memo to my members tonight.
You better, because I can see legislation coming. Is there anyone else in your panel, Sal, that would like to say something?
I brought these gentlemen up here. They all own independent service stations. I believe that they feel the same as I do. They may not be able to add anything different. If any of you gentlemen would like to add anything, just make it brief for the committee.
Anything non-repetitive, if you'd like to add it.
Thank you, Honorable Chairman. One of the reasons Exxon, Shell, Mobil, all the major oil companies left this market is because they were not getting even 12% return on their investments. With the DEP regulations, the weights and measure regulations, there is no money. The below cost law is, quote, nobody can sell their product below their net below their cost price plus all selling expenses. So when weights and measure come to my office and say, well, I want to see if you're selling below cost. I'm like, everybody's selling below cost because nobody's adding their, selling expenses. What's your direction from the state? And he said, my direction from the state is that whatever the dealer's cost is, add one penny to that cost, and that is his cost, so he shouldn't be able to sell below cost. So the competition is already there. The only profit I can add is basically a penny according to the law. We already have a lot of competition. In Pennsylvania, Wawa started putting up gas stations. Now, in some of the counties in Pennsylvania, 50% of the business is owned by Wawa. Are Wawa customers getting any cheaper gas? I can guarantee you they're not. I appreciate your questions. The last thing I want to say is that if this thing goes out, I operate about 24 gas stations with almost 150 employees. I have to say goodbye to them within the next 24 hours. I won't be in this business. Thank you.
Sir, could I just have your name for the record?
Kashmir Gill.
Could you spell that?
K-A-S-H-M-I-R. Last name is Gill, G-I-L-L.
Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. Thank you for your testimony.